Today on Press TV, Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a telephone conversation with U.S. President Barack Obama, has accused the extremists in Ukraine of committing acts of intimidation against civilians. Obama, for his part, vowed to back a diplomatic path to resolve the crisis if Russia pulls back its troops from Ukraine's border. Iran has tasked the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps with providing security at its frontier with Pakistan in the wake of deadly violence against its border guards. The IRGC's top commander, General Mohammad Ali Jafari, vows to respond to any move targeting security in the regions. Moscow has proposed a set of solutions for the crisis in Ukraine. Russian UN Ambassador Vitaly Cherkin says armed groups should be dismantled and calls for a constitutional process. He also says Russia is willing to work with the international community to resolve the crisis in the neighboring country. A new report by the UN Human Rights Council has slammed Israel's settlement activities in the East Jerusalem Al-Quds by calling it illegal and an obstacle to peace. The report has also denounced Israel's demolition of Palestinian houses and urged Tel Aviv to put an end to human rights violations. U.S. President Barack Obama has held talks with Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz in Riyadh. Obama, however, failed to raise the issue of rights abuses in the kingdom, despite Amnesty International's call on Washington for a firm stance against discrimination in Saudi Arabia. Turkey's President Abdullah Gül has vowed to find the culprits behind the bugging of a Turkish security meeting on Syria. An audio file leaked on Thursday revealed a discussion among top security officials about possible military operations in Syria. Gül accused the opposition for plotting against him ahead of local elections. Syria urges the UN to probe a leaked audio file involving top Turkish officials. The file allegedly contains discussions on how to fabricate an attack to justify a military operation against Syria. Damascus, meanwhile, accuses some members of the UN Security Council of being, quote, deeply involved in spreading terrorism in Syria. And Libyan forces are gearing up to attack militants blockading oil ports in the country's eastern province of Cyrenaica. The deadline for handing over the ports has passed, with militants vowing to form a breakaway state if attacked. They're asking for a bigger share of the country's oil wealth. Those latest here on Press TV.